Hey guys, welcome back to the Bridge Between podcast. I'm Erica. We have Sosa and Reyna. If you guys have not seen episode one, we gave more of an in-depth introduction in that episode. So make sure you check that out. We're excited to be here today.
Super.
So before we get into all the juicy topics that flow through us today, I'm going to do a card of the day. Actually, before the card of the day, I did want to address, since we're on the introduction topic, in the last episode, I got a couple messages following of people actually asking me, oh, I didn't know you were a therapist. When I said, quick disclaimer, when I said I'm a tarot therapist, I meant more like street slang, you guys, like... Tarot can be a therapeutic tool. I'm not a licensed therapist, and I encourage everyone to make sure you go get therapy if you feel called to. It's just a good thing. No matter where you're at in life, it's amazing. And truth be told, the reason I know so much of what I know is because I've been to therapy too. So please go get your therapy from a licensed therapist. But I meant more like street slang, you know.
Or a tool.
Tool. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean. So just want to clear that up. So let's go ahead and do a card of the day. Today I'm using the Archer's Love Oracle deck. And this one can be purchased on makeplaincards.com/sell. That's S-E-L-L slash, I can't say slash. Psychic Goddess Erica. And Erica is spelled with a K-E-R-I-K-A. Okay, and when I say love, you can come with an intention of self-love. You can come with an intention of your partnership in mind. Whatever you feel called to get this message and receive from, a universal message for the collective. May it resonate with anyone and everyone who sees it, whenever they see it, truth be told. Direct communication is today's message. So direct communication should be focused on, and in particular on the bottom, you guys know I like to look at the bottom, is dreams come true. So acting from love, take some time to first directly communicate with yourself. What are these dreams? What do dreams mean to you? Like basically, what are you trying to call into your life? This could be connected to romance, but it could also be connected to the things that you love in life. Maybe you're trying to find your purpose. Maybe you're trying to find your passion. You know, maybe you just want freedom and that's your dream. But you need, it's time to get clear about that and have direct communication between you and you and you and your spirit team. And then if there is someone else involved in the mix and you need to have direct communication to see if you have a partner in mind, for example, do you share the same dream? Are you on the same page? Have that direct communication now, in particular with Mercury retrograde approaching. It's the perfect time to have those blunt talks. And talk to yourself too. The same way you would speak with a partner, you know, have that talk between you and you if you have to make sure, are you in alignment with yourself in terms of what are your dreams? Like, do you have a clear vision? And if you can get to that, then you can move forward with manifesting that. You can manifest the dreams for yourself coming from a place of love, or maybe you're not in alignment with your partner. You don't have the same dream. Now that direct communication is like, okay, well, I see we're not going down the same path. What do we do now? Maybe we need some space. Maybe you'll find out you have the same dream and you can heighten that commitment. So that's what's going on today. The energy of today. Have those talks, you guys. Heart to hearts.
It's like perfect for Gemini season if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
We just went into Gemini season.
Literally.
I feel like that's very like, you know, come with intention. Like, what are we here to co-create in the world and as like to be better people? I mean, like, that's why we created this podcast too. Because sometimes like talking... could be very difficult, to admitting to yourself.
I have trouble with it.
Of, like, being direct of, like, what I want. But that's why, like, having readers like Erica to really, like, break that down for you of just, like, another tool to use for our mission. I feel like people sometimes are hesitant to go to therapy. But this is a pathway to that. Because I as well have done years of therapy as well. Yeah.
It's good for everyone. And there's no shame in it. You know, there's that, what is the word, taboo or...
Yeah,
with it. Therapy is beautiful, you guys. You just, as long as you're in connection and in alignment with your therapist.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then it's okay to explore new ones. You know, you're not, you don't have to be married to anyone until you find the right one, you know?
Also, I feel like people get caught up in the fact like, oh, what am I paying this person for? And it's like, you're investing in yourself when you pay this therapist to like talk and have these conversations. So it's definitely not a waste of time or money or energy, because they're like, I could be doing this. And it's like, yeah, you could, but are you feeling good while you're doing whatever it is? So I just think it's important to take that time to like invest in you.
Yes. I find it so wild how we weigh that out when we like need to invest in
ourselves. Capitalism is just like in us.
We get caught up into like weighing like to invest in ourselves, which is self-love, self-care, to be better people. But you know, it's like shit like that.
I mean, most people I know, they don't go to therapy because they're like, I can't afford it, or like it's not like I don't want to spend money on it. Exactly. You can you know,
I got free therapy from the city. It works. You can manifest the people to show up that need to show up in your life.
Yeah, I looked
into it. And it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The resources, there are resources out there. And even still, at the very least, can you go to a YouTube channel that a licensed therapist runs? Mm-hmm. YouTube is free. They might speak on some topics.
That's a good tip.
That you, I do it all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
Like in those in-between times, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Or can you buy a book
that
a therapist wrote? You know, there are ways. Like Sosa said, we're not here to make excuses anymore. We're going to have direct communication between you and you about how you can get better.
Yes.
And show yourself that love, the self-love needed, like Marina was saying. Actually, that kind of leads to something that's been on my mind and wanted to talk about. I'll give it to you first, Sosa. Compassion. We've had some talks about compassion lately. And I know a lot of people are wondering, how do you have compassion for someone who is blind to the truth? And then I guess kind of coming off of that, if your truth is different than my truth, how do we find compassion for each other?
Or is the truth separate? I feel like everybody is a mirror, and it depends like what lifetime we're in, or like what that mission is. It's like we should be able to see everyone and everything, both dark and light, in our society as mirrors, like, and as tools, not to try to fix the problem or the darkness, but how to elevate it and how to like think outside of the box. And for us, it's been working with spirit and how we do that. Compassion has to also be like one for yourself, for for love. Like, you have to find love and compassion for yourself, because you can't give that out to other people. And it comes with, honestly, like letting go of our expectations of how the world is supposed to treat you, or like, you know, who needs to show up for you. Like, it's always you versus you.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, this is your reality. Like, the people that we think that trigger us, even recently, I mean, obviously there's just like, what is truth? Like, and all that stuff. We're here to expand the experience of truth. I don't think like there is just one truth. I think collectively we're all moving into a healing process, because the truth of agendas that are planned in society, that transparency will be more and more apparent. And then now we're going to be like, so what is our truth? So I think for us, like, we talk about that stuff, but we're also expanding and creating a whole new civilization, whole new era. Like, you know, astrology says that this is the golden age, and we're shifting. And compassion is just like who we are, though. If you think that you have to work to get to compassion, then you should just take a pause and know that compassion's already you. Like, love is already you. You just have to really take the time to sit with self and integrate. I feel a lot of people don't like to sit with things and sit with their shadows, and like, we're on the go. And I mean, and it's not to say that we're here to point fingers or anything, but like, we also have to keep in mind how much like the internet changed us when it came to like being social and talking. And like, that's how you can have more compassion, because you're around other people, but now we're like super fucking isolated. And it's tricky. But again, like, whatever seed that you want to give out to other people or find within yourself, you have to sit with yourself first. Like, even when people trigger you and they say certain things, see them as your wounded child.
Yeah.
That works for me every single time. To see them as their wounded child, because they will always be the wounded child, no matter if they're like 85 to 8. Like, like, they're always that version of that, and that inner child that wasn't valued, or that was, you know, that was experience pain.
That makes sense, because certain situations in life that trigger you is going to trigger you to the same original event that gave you that feeling. So this is why inner child work is so important, no matter how old you are. And it's never done. Like, you can heal and grow and evolve over things, but it's bound to happen again, that you're going to get triggered again at some point, and it's going to take you right back there. I like how you said sit with things, because... and looking at them as their wounded child, because people are a product of their environment. And so if lacking of self-awareness is a thing, and that's why people come to us a lot of the time to help with this, because they don't have an awareness of self. They put their identity into their relationship, or they put their identity in terms of their what they do for career,
or their race,
or their family, or like you say, race, your ethnicity, you know, all of these things. And these are extensions of who you are, but it's not who you are. It doesn't make up who you are. Who are you? And this is why sitting with self and doing the shadow work, the inner child work, and taking some time to figure out what do you like. Maybe you got to try different hobbies. You could start there. When I was going through this, I kind of went back to the things that fascinated me as a child. You know what? And I find that everything I've done since then that makes me happy, it may not be the exact same thing, but it's kind of similar in some way to the things I loved as a child. So maybe you can start there. Start with hobbies. You know, we are force-fed a lot of the time belief systems, especially in the way of religion or spirituality, but don't take the time to research what actually resonates with us. So start there. I know it's scary because you've been told your whole life probably that if you believe this system, you're going to go to someplace horrible. But those things are a fear if that's not your belief. So you got to find what resonates with you, because one way, and this kind of goes along with something we want to talk about too. My personal belief on religion has always been that there's not one way. And who's to say that we're all talking about different things? Agua, water. Are we talking about something different, or are we talking about the same thing? We have different cultural backgrounds. And we're always going to explain things through the lens of our cultural background. It does not mean that we're talking about something different. It does not mean that you have a God and I have a God. We're talking about the same God, the same goddess, the same creator. We're using different words, though. And so this is kind of why I feel that it's important to, like, do your own research in terms of, like, the origin of things. And figure out what works for you instead of continuing what was force-fed to you, even if it's not what you really believe deep down, you know?
And I want to talk about how religion just really fucked with me. Because, like, religion was just really confusing for me, because it's like, around 10, like, I was sexually abused by, like, my mom's friend's son. And just, like, the men, even the older men, how they would just look at me and just, like, you know, like, just make certain comments. Experiencing my father as, like, an addict and very abusive, like, I just never understood how we praise God as a man. And that was really, really, really confusing to me, because the majority of things that I saw was men beating women or men telling women how to go about their life.
Not acting right.
And it was very confusing. And so I used to just curse him out all the time. And I say him, I don't use him now. But that inner child was just like, you just left me here with this, like, family. And I'm so confused because I'm not safe.
And a lot of people feel like that.
And it's like, who do we turn to? And then, like, I was completely lost. This is why I felt like, as a child, I never wanted to be here. Because it was just like, what's the point? Like, it was not safe at home. I was not safe in the church, because I've heard plenty of people getting abused. My mother, later on, I find out that she was abused also by a pastor. And then you hear all these movies, and like, we don't even have to hear movies. I mean, we know in rituals that children are used for these things as well. So when we speak of religion, for me, it's more about, like, decoding that in a way, because we talk about that in the Bible, and it's not
just all codes, it's not literal.
And I use all kinds of things. Like, I still use the Bible for protection. Like, there is certain verses that I go over to make sure that I have that protection, especially if I'm feeling heavy energy. Like yesterday, I just grabbed my rosary. Think about past lives, too, though. We've experienced the evolution of God and religion, you know? And so mm-hmm. I've definitely experienced myself as a nun.
Yeah.
And that has been, like, Guadalupe. She was always, like, that connector. But, and it's interesting because I never thought her as a goddess, but that's what she is. And she's also an ascended master. She's, mm-hmm. No one really talks about that stuff, you know?
Definitely is.
Yeah, and because why? She's, like, part of the Mexican. Yeah, and also because, you know, she's a brown woman, you know, and so, but she's also part of the lineage of Mary Magdalene, you know, and mm-hmm. so she's super mm-hmm. ancient, you know. Again, these are all
things people don't want to talk about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Reincarnation. Mm-hmm. And like that's the type of stuff that we need to talk about too when it comes to that, because it's like, well, who was Jesus, who was Buddha? Like, maybe they were all the same soul.
That's right. That was my point, because even if you look at the story of, well, the Buddha that most people are aware of, because there's more than one, yep. as we were talking yes. about, mm-hmm. their story is very similar, very, very, very similar, and they are not the only ones. Right. So again, agua, water, are we talking about different things, or are we talking about the same thing through the lens of our culture and our mm-hmm. experience? Mm-hmm. That's my perspective. Did you want to add, Raina?
I was going to say that, yes, I definitely agree. As a child, I never really felt super connected to religion. The only thing that would make me super about it is the music. It was when I would go to church and they would, the music. Then I was like, okay, I feel the spirit now.
Was it Baptist?
Yes, a Baptist. So my dad is a Baptist and my mom is Catholic, and she went to Catholic school in the Philippines, which I thought was very interesting because it was run by German nuns. Mm. And but it was in the Philippines, obviously. And I remember my mom did make me read the Bible, like, you know, the little pink Bible for kids and stuff like that. But I never really looked at it as it was just like, not fairy tales, but like stories to me. And I do appreciate how religion can save certain people that like need their saving, but also people manipulate it to the point mm-hmm. of where it's like it mm-hmm. gets ugly, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not what it's supposed to be about. So I also agree that it's like we're all talking about the same thing, like Allah, Yahweh, you know, Elohim. Buddha, Elohim, you know, those are all the same people, essentially, just different people channeled the messages and wrote it differently, exactly. You know, and that's the beauty of it, that when you take the time to actually look at all these different cultures, even like when it comes to like multiple God cultures, like Egyptian mm-hmm. culture or Greek culture, mm-hmm. Roman, they're all the same people with different names, like all the same stories, even I started looking into traditional Filipino gods and goddesses. There's like someone named, I forgot, I don't mean to look into it. I'm sorry for not knowing the name right now.
But she's similar, you're learning.
Right. Yeah. And she's similar to Diana, basically, or Artemis in Greek mythology. So moons and gods. So it's like everybody's talking about the same stuff and they want to fight. Like, no, my God is the better one. No, my God is the best God. And it's like,
it's a waste of time.
And the joke's on you. It's all the same God.
Joke's on you. Someone just heard it differently over there because they speak a different language over there and then we speak over here. And that's the craziest part, is that we're all, you know, technically talking about the same thing, but just like you said, the cultural background, the language of it all, the manipulation of it all after people find out about it. And that's when I stopped, you know, going away from religion, because I noticed people manipulate it, use it to like control people and fear-based thinking, like, you know what I mean, like, oh, if you do that, you're gonna go so and so. And it's like, who says that? And there's also so many verses in the Bible and stories of God using stones, or Jesus using stones to heal, or laying his hands crystals. To heal people. Yeah, crystals, mm-hmm. laying his hands to heal. That was like Reiki or energy work, you know? Mm-hmm. So many other things that are in there. I was gonna, you know, go off on that, but
Jesus like, was a radical mystic.
Also, it's like, you know, we talk about paradise on earth. You know, everybody has their own different paradise, all these religions, in like heaven, right? I've always come to that conclusion, like, why do we need to, like, do stuff and, like, we got to do this, like, list of requirements to get into heaven? Why can't we have heaven here on earth? Like, why do we have to, like, you know, go to, like, do, like, they make it so challenging. Like, oh, you got to suffer to get through to heaven. It's like, nah, heaven is here on earth. Like, when you look at the trees, when you look at the flowers, like, when you go out into nature, that's, like, that's when I feel God. That's when I feel heavenly, you know? So I just want to share that.
Have you guys ever heard of a book called, well, I've read it years ago, so if I'm not remembering correctly, please practice compassion. But I read a book years ago, and it's called God is Red. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's basically on from the perspective of Native American spirituality and how God is in everything, in the earth, in the trees, in the stone, everything. So it's all around you. So, and again, if I'm remembering incorrectly, it's fine. Just correct me respectfully in the comments. It's been years. But that's, if I can remember correctly, that was interesting. That stuck with me. Yeah. Yeah, I love all of these points because, and this is not to say that everybody who participates in organized religion is bad. We're not saying that. Definitely or not. That all religion is bad. But we have to remember, you brought up channeling. Mm. So all of these books, despite the fact, for example, the Bible says we're not supposed to use divination tools, the Bible itself is a divination tool. Mm. Because it was channeled. Sorry, my watch was going off. Somebody like myself, Sosa Arena, was connected to the spirit, received messages. That's called mediumship, you guys. Mm-hmm. Wrote the messages down. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we speak of prophets in the Bible. Those are clairvoyants. Those are people that see. Those are people like Sosa Arena, myself, and others. So how can you, on one hand, admit that these abilities exist and that it's okay to be used in one fashion, but not over here in today's society? So
yes. Drops the mic.
Now we gotta go.
Sexual talk. No, I'm just kidding.
Sit with that.
So the contradictions is what has always gotten me since a child with religion, the contradictions. I used to get in trouble all the time. I went to Catholic high school. Mm. My parents were not Catholic. We were Baptist, and then we went to more non-denominational. But I went to a Catholic high school, and I would get in trouble all the time asking questions. But this doesn't make sense, because over here you say, thou not shall not kill. But over here you say, this person is okay to be stoned to death for this reason or that reason. I'm confused now. Or over here you're saying there's a prophet, but over here, and you know, back then you're saying, no one knows the future, but what about the prophet who knows the future? I'm confused, you know? So at the end of the day, they were channeled messages through human beings. Mm-hmm. So that does lead room for human agenda at the end of the day. And when you think about how many times these divination books, because I'm going to call it what they are, because they came from a supernatural source. So if you don't know what divination means, it means the ability to tap into connect through the supernatural. Mm-hmm. So if someone is receiving a message from God or angels, those are supernatural sources because they are beyond human and they are delivering messages to people through mediumship and channeling. Therefore, the Bible and Quran and whatever else are divination tools within themselves.
Yep.
So that being said,
and that's just that.
It still came through humans, right? And then it was they've been translated over and over and over to where there's uncertainty on what we're actually being told. So if you've ever played the game telephone with a group of people, if I told an extensive story right now to Sosa, and then Sosa told it to Reyna, and then by the time it got to me, the human brain may not remember everything in complete detail exactly how it was said or told. So there's human error when channeling. Because I know when I'm channeling messages from spirit for clients and they give it to me direct and blunt and to the point, I then have to show compassion like we've been talking about and break it down in a way that this person can digest because they are wounded right now and they may not be ready for that full-on, blunt, direct truth. I have to change it a little bit. And so who's to say that the same thing didn't happen with these messages that came through? Not even, well, yes, to speak on the fact, and I can't remember the name of the exact council right now, but there were councils.
The Galactic Federation?
The councils that chose what books would go in the Bible and which ones would not.
Ooh. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, because that's
look
like
at me, the Galactic Federation.
I know. I was like, Google it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't Google it.
There was historically, and so guys, please comment in the comments below if you can remember the exact name. There was a council that chose what books of the original channeled Bible would go in and which ones they would keep out. And that is when these messages, these stories, these codes took a turn to be more patriarchal. And the view of the woman and all of these things began to change.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Even down to the story of Adam and Eve mm-hmm. and the Garden of Eden, the story that you're reading now is not the original. So yep. when you think about things like that and why there's so many contradictions in these messages, that is why, because there has human beings have touched these things. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't mean that the Bible's bad, like we were saying, because I find truth in certain parts of it. And mm-hmm. then I find lies in other parts mm-hmm. because humans have touched it.
Mm-hmm.
But because I have awareness and intuition and I am able to realize that God speaks to me, God dis speaks to me, and I don't need someone who's up there at a pulpit channeling messages to tell me what God is telling me, when I can do the same thing. Okay? So just saying, like, I'm really passionate about this yeah. because we get trolls all the time.
Yeah.
You're a witch, this or that, you're going to hell, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. First of all, I don't fear what you fear because I don't have that belief.
Mm-hmm.
But the contradictions of this person can say, I spoke to God today and I received this message. The Spirit spoke through me. And then you want to say, I'm evil
mm-hmm.
because I do the exact same thing from the exact same source, but I don't use those same words.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the contradictions and why they're there that steered me away from organized religion, especially when coming from a higher perspective of seeing that everybody's talking about the same thing, and then the judgment and the wars over religion, you know, when we're talking about the same thing,
mm-hmm.
this is what kind of pulled me away and why I realized I don't need this title of being a Christian. I don't need this title of being this or that. I'm just spiritual. I'm free-flowing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I'm eclectic. Whatever I resonate mm-hmm. with, I'm going to take it because mm-hmm. something's speaking to me in it as truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're religious, I know amazing religious people, loving,
yeah,
great
same.
People.
yeah.
But then you have the ones who, like, Raina said, take it as a way of control and to manipulate, even in American history itself, don't even get me started on that. Religion was used as a tool to keep slaves enslaved. Religion was used as a tool to put indigenous people, you know, to wipe away their culture clean and kill, so much killing over the name mm-hmm. of religion.
Mm-hmm.
So religion in its purest form, I'm sure, was amazing. Before yes. human beings touched it.
Yeah, before so, like crusades and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
So let's try not to, especially with people in the metaphysical world, if you're watching this, and I know it's still going to happen anyway, but you know, you can come at me all day in my YouTube comments and tell me that I'm a witch or this or that, which I'm proud of, which maybe we'll talk about witchcraft mm-hmm. in a minute, because I know Sosa has some things she wants to say. I take pride in that. So if you're calling me that, I'm like, geez, thanks. Yes. Because to me, all a witch is someone who knows their power and uses it. And, you know, whether it's good or bad, that comes from the person's heart,
mm-hmm.
who that person's integrity and what their heart is. And you don't have to be blind to feel if someone's coming from a dark place or a positive place.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, the thing is, like, it's not your responsibility to save someone else's soul. Someone saving a soul is their responsibility alone. No one else's. And I know that's not what religion teaches, because they're like, oh, save their soul, save their soul, save their soul. You cannot. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to save their own soul. Their spirituality is their own responsibility. So, yeah, I just want to leave it at that. And then kind of whoever wants to talk on what is being a witch or what is that title? Why do we use that title, that term? Like, what is it? Because to me, you can call me a witch, a bruja, a healer, a medicine woman. I don't care. It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, agua, water, all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing my magic and using it to help to heal and to help myself in a in a positive way. It's yeah, there's historical reasons as well why it got demonized, but we won't get into that. Or maybe we will.
Or Lilith. I mean, that's a whole.
Yeah. People don't even know who's Lilith. Like, people don't know. They don't know. That's why we're here.
Who is Lilith? Do you want to say briefly just who Lilith is? You could Google it, but you can go down a rabbit hole Lilith is.
Yeah,
I can get real crazy.
So Lilith was actually in the original creation story within the Bible. In one of the texts that got removed in that council we were talking about earlier, Adam had two wives, Eve and Lilith. Lilith was known to be the one who asked questions. Lilith was known to be the one to speak her mind and to, I guess she could be considered the feisty one who was less submissive. Eve was known to be the submissive one. And they casted Lilith out. And certain texts you'll find that they will say that she became a demon, as they make most women who speak their mind and ask questions demons or witches or whatever else. But yeah, that's who Lilith was. But even within that story in itself, and as well as all the stories of the Bible, I encourage people to look at them from new and different lenses beyond just the literal, because if you look at them as different codes for different things, which maybe we'll talk about Anunnaki and things like that in a whole nother episode, these stories could be seen as could be true, but the lens you're looking at it from is maybe not the truth in terms of seeing it. So there's always more to the story. That's why there's so much about certain stories in the Bible or certain teachings that the reason they don't add up is because there's literally more to the story that you have not been taught. Even as an example, my whole life I thought his name was Jesus Christ. I thought that was his name. But Christ is a title. It's a title like
Christ consciousness,
like king or pharaoh, or king, and I was like, oh my gosh. And again, lately I've done my own healing with religion and Christianity. I actually have a really good friend who I love her so much, because I won't shout out her name because I don't know she wants it out there like that, but you know who you are, I love you. She's Christian, but what I love about her is that she will read the Bible and she will see it for the messages that they're supposed to be, but she finds her own connection and way to it. And that's why she's able to have a conversation with somebody like me and hear my views and not judge me for it, and I don't judge her, and we learn from each other. It almost makes me want to cry. I'm like,
and that goes love. Back to the integration. Love. It's people just being force-fed shit, excuse me. You know, they're being force-fed stuff and they're not integrating it. She's able to, you know, understand and come to a better perspective of these messages because she's actually sitting with the information. People just read it. Okay, I read this. Okay, what did that mean to you? How did that make you feel inside? Like, did it hit you? Did you feel like it was real? Because, you know, we all have that intention inside of us, and people, they just take whatever they've been given without questioning it. And I feel like the Bible also teaches us to do that. Like, they teach us to not, to be codependent. Only ask, you know, your priest or whoever, like, you know, confess to them. You can confess churches everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? We're in church right now. Like, you know, as a spirit, church is like what? They try to make it like, oh, you're not spiritual because if you don't go to church or anything like that. And it's like, God is like, or, you know, spirituality is within me. I don't need to go to a special place. Like, I make my body is a special place. You know what I mean? This is the temple in itself. You know what I mean? I don't need to go outside. And I feel like a lot of people get caught up in that. And the sitting with it, I feel like certain religions almost like advise you like not to be like, oh no, you heard this message, like that's the message as it is. Like, I remember, like you said, you questioned your teacher and they were like, just take it, you know. And it's like, does that not make you think, like, why should we just take stuff? And that's when, like you said, the red flag started coming up with me, like with religion and things like that. And like I said, it's not a bad thing. You know, people use it to manipulate it to like be things that it's not supposed to be. And that's what, you know, rubs us the wrong way. But it's important that we have these conversations because with people that are Christian and people that are believing these things, because we're not trying to cause a riff or like be like, I'm right.
I'm causing a riff.
You're like, I'm causing.
I'm here for the riffs.
Like, so causing the riff.
I'm here for all the riffs.
Yeah.
I'm also here to hear what you're trying to say. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm a hear you, but I'm a obviously have our own perspective.
And more than Scorpio came in.
Yeah, I know you're.
Yeah,
like,
but I want to say though too, like this is it's really beautiful to know these stories, but at the end of the day, these are all mirrors. And we are them. Like, there is no separation and there is no God outside of us. Like, we have a connection with God, with nature and stuff like that. But that, we are that microphone. Like, it has to, it's us. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the whole healing journey and why we bring up religion, because it keeps us so boxed in and limits our creativity. Even limits our way of experiencing pleasure. Yeah. And we've talked about this too. Like, even things of like a good dessert, like, you know,
gluttony.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be sexual, but like even things like that, like some people are just like, oh, this is too much, it's a sin. And it's like, why does it have to be a sin? Like, why does it have to be why can't you just live the human experience?
I love
to what it is.
Yeah, no, seriously. I love those people that get the sweets and they're like, I'm being so bad right
I'm
now.
So
and it's like and it's like you're being bad because you're enjoying good food,
right?
Your taste buds, you're enjoying like things that we make. Like I love
wild.
People that are like, oh, I'm so bad right now with my ice cream. You better enjoy your damn ice cream, okay? And while we're here, because life is short, you know, and like that's what religion makes you think, like you can't like enjoy things. I have been working on that and like enjoying pleasurable things in my life. I used to punish myself if I didn't work hard enough or if I didn't, I would be like, oh no, a productivity, you know what I mean? I haven't done enough. I can't do that because I don't get to deserve to feel good until I've done something to earn it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like,
why?
And then recently I'm just like, wait, why? Like, why? Why am I doing that? I'm like, oh, wait, no
Even
reason.
Like rest. Like yesterday, I was telling you guys, for the last like 2 days, I slept like 10 hours. And I was just like, you know what? I deserve this because I have been working a lot. Like, there's been a lot of things coming in, but like, we deny ourselves of things of fucking rest. I remember living in New York and like working like 3 jobs and like not sleeping, going out all the time. I would just never sleep. Or even in college, like, I have no idea how people, they become zombies if you think about it.
I used to be like, I'll sleep when I'm dead. That's what I used to, that's what I would tell myself to get through. I know, it's a bad one.
Yeah, be careful with your words with that one.
Yeah, back in the day when I used to just like be, you know, into just doing things all the time, like, oh, like, who needs time? If I'm like, sleep, we'll sleep later. And I feel like COVID and like the quarantine and stuff really made me realize how important it is to rest and to relax, because I've been working since I was 15. And I, you know, they told us don't go to work. And I was freaking out. I was like, what do you mean don't go to work? What am I supposed to do? Like, and I was sleeping. And then I was like, oh my God, why am I sleeping so much? I need to do something at home if I'm not going to, I need to start a business. I need to, you know what I mean? I got to use this time. And I'm just like, but rest is a valuable act. It's also an action, you know, and that's what we don't realize too. And I feel like that goes back to just everything. I was about to say rest goes like the lack of understanding rest. Like, there's so many different things, but
tribal thinking too.
Yeah.
Well, I was over here having a whole conversation with Spirit because you said, I'll rest when I'm dead. And then they started talking to me and they said, but you are dead because you're not living your life.
Yeah. That is true.
You're not living your life.
That
you're
goes
the walking dead. So that's how I was all, that's true.
You know what? It's funny that she's
it's true.
That like reminded me of a message that I got from Spirit. I was on a little vacation in Laguna Beach and it was raining and cloudy and I was kind of like, oh man. And I was at Starbucks and there was this older gentleman in front of me that was cracking jokes. And I was like, look at this guy having a good day, you know? And I'm go off to the window, I'm looking outside, I'm putting honey in my tea, and he walks up to me and he goes, ah, beautiful day, isn't it? And I'm like, you know, it's not your typical beautiful day. It's overcast, you know, gloomy. It's a little sprinkling. And I looked at him. I was like, yeah, it's a beautiful day. And he looked at me and he was like, enjoy your life. And I, like, literally this man, like, touched my heart in a
Earth
crazy.
Angel.
Yes, he was. He was such a messenger. And, like, I just started telling myself, like, I got to enjoy my life. Like, what am I working so hard for? To what? To not rest, to not eat the good things, to not go to the places, to not see the stuff, to not dance the dances, to not sing the songs, you know? Like, why are we even here then, you know? So I've been learning to enjoy my life a lot more. And like you said, I think when you get caught up in that perspective and you're like, I need to change. I was like, I needed to change. That's what happened to me. I was like, I can't be living like this. Like, I need to rest. I need to understand that rest is okay, change my perspective, and enjoy your life, guys, because you know, you never know what's going on tomorrow or the next day. You know, that's why they say the present is a gift. You know, it's mm-hmm. literally right here, right now is so important. And I'm learning that more.
Yes. Sosa. She said she's here to cause a rift.
I'm here to cause
a rift. Yeah, tell us about that rift.
Well, I did want to, real quick, I was curious because we were talking in the car on the way here. And you were talking about, like, witchcraft and what it means to be a witch and how, where your family's from. Yeah. Like, that's just life. That's just how everybody is. I want to hear about that, too.
Yeah.
Which is causing a rift.
Yeah, because, let me take it back. So, I remember, like, a year and a half ago, I went to go to Chicago. I'm from Chicago, born and raised. And my mom came up with this story that I didn't remember until she told me. She said when I was about three, I was at my father's side of the family, and that I came and I brought her this black candle that I found in someone's room and had, like, all this other things. Or I had called her over and be like, look, come see this. And then she was just like, you were always so curious about this stuff. And, like, how did you find it? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like my spirit was always there. But we're going back to being like, okay, but why was that black candle there in the first place? Mm-hmm. So, my father's side of the family, everybody practices magic on both sides of the family. Yeah. It doesn't have to get specific, whether it's light or dark. Mm-hmm. I have been always exposed to magic. And I was always like that kid, too, that always listened to adult conversations. And like, mm-hmm. they're like, there's a kid. They don't understand. I understood everything. I understood everything, even to all the witchcraft stuff where, like, my father's side of the family is just like, didn't like my mom. So there's always like a war going on. And like, my mom is a beast. Like, she'll come at you. Like, she had to defend her cubs. Like, she will. Like, and so I remember this one time she had said that our hair was buried in somewhere in El Salvador and that our pictures were in there. And I was like overhearing stuff. But I never asked questions. I was always like, that's weird. But then she, like, as I got a little bit into my teenage years, she would, like, really tell me, like, you know, that they would, you know, project and do magic towards our family to destroy us and all this thing. So I grew up with the mentality that I was cursed. That I was just like, well, fuck God and fuck all this. Like, what is this? And then I remember around high school, I started to, like, I got a book from, like, witchcraft. I don't know. It was, like, a friend's book. And so I started to just explore what that was. And then I remember Halloween, I always wanted to be a witch. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but I always – maybe because it was cheap, too. But, like, I always wanted to be a witch. And then we were talking in the car about just – I don't know how it came up in conversation. But I was dating someone, and because of his Caribbean background, you know, like, witchcraft and just magic in general could be very triggering for a lot of tribal people because we see women with power, and we automatically think that she has some dark agenda or for some fucking reason. And so I had what was interesting is that he asked me because I had a candle that had Guadalupe, and then I had Buddha, and then I had something else in religion. And I have different types of religious things in my altar. Like, I have, you know, Archangel Michael, I'll have the guardian angels. Like, I associate myself a lot with those angels because that's the way I grew up and that's what I'm connected to. And so he asked me at some point, like, are you a witch? And then so quickly, without thinking about it, I said, yeah, I'm a good witch. And then, like, later on, I was, like, processing, like, why did I call myself a good witch? Like, why did I have to defend that? Because I got nervous. I got nervous. I was, like, being exposed. The energy just really shifted in this room. I don't know if you just felt that.
Yeah, I did.
So it was just, like, a thing of programming of how we see witches. Because at that moment, I had to defend myself for some reason. Because I felt like I was being attacked. And he said it more of, like, just asking questions, but, you know, it was also, you know, picking, like, who is this woman who I'm associating myself with. Mm-hmm. But now I don't call myself a witch. I know witchcraft. I know magic. I would call myself an alchemist. Mm-hmm. I'm really here to just, and to be honest, like, I'll be on my morning walks and I'll be like, Rosemary will call me. And I'll just, like, and I brought the rosemary, like, the same mm-hmm. rosemary from this morning. I put it in this candle right here. I put, you know, this, you can call this witchcraft mm-hmm. if you want. Like, this is, I use this for the intention to protect people who are energetically very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so when we speak of those things, it's just to be open-minded of labels, you know? It's just like, it's someone who knows the energetics of the universe and can go. It's free will, so you could do whatever you want. I've met some really dark witches I do not fuck with. Yeah. There is people I've met that, like, when I have raised my voice about concern about how people are running certain, like, spiritual circles, they do not like that. But I'm always going to be that very blunt person too, and being like, what's the goal here? Like, what's the intention? Because for me, it's just like, if we're going to do something, it has to be for everybody. Like, it has to be for the greater good of all. And we were talking about this morning about Satanisms or like
yeah.
What were you saying?
We were saying how like people call themselves a Satanist, right? And I'm just like, okay, but for what? Like, what is your intention with that? You know, because obviously people go to God to heal or whatever, forgive their sins, yada yada yada. But what are you going to Satan for? At this point, you're just being used, like, you know,
absolutely.
That's how I look at it, because I'm like, okay, you're telling me about this, or at least the people that I've run into. You know, I don't want to speak about everybody, but the people that I've run into that you like to call themselves that, they just, you know, talk about it and try to spread it, but like, okay, initially you're being used to just spread this, and you don't have any intention for yourself, like, yep, no goals or ambition with it. Yeah. It's crazy.
I just heard immediate gratification.
Yes. Impatience.
Like immediate gratification, but then none of that really lasts. So.
Right.
Well, the immediate gratification, it comes from, you can channel them. They give you powers. They give you, they work with you.
Yeah, like,
they
will They'll bring do stuff you, for you, for sure. They will, if you try.
No, not for you. They will work through you so that to make you believe that you have the power, that you are that powerful one. And so they fuck with you, because then that becomes a hierarchy, that Atlantis like mentality. No one wins. No, we've seen that. That's why Atlantis fell, for a fucking reason. Like, we are repeating that right now in America. Mm-hmm. Like, we're literally the energetics of that. Like, this is part of the fall. Like, this is the fall of the old empire.
And America's
sure.
going through its Pluto retrograde soon too.
Pluto return.
Yeah, Pluto return. Yeah, so that's gonna.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Sorry, I just went in a whole nother world. Like,
what happened?
Just now, I don't know what just happened. But yeah, I'm at a loss for words right now.
I was going to say the healing journey too. I want to bring it back to like, we were talking about just like how, because I feel like every woman has that inner witch in them, you know? And it's just like, it's like every woman has that inner goddess within them. And it's an archetype to use. And it's like, we shouldn't run away from our gifts. And then this comes,
Well, you said that kind of sparked something. Most tribal cultures look to the women who now you probably would have called them a witch, but they were the healers. They were the women who worked with herbs. They were the ones, you were sick, so they would give you something and you would, you know, it's plant medicine.
Yeah.
And they would work with the earth and the powers within themselves. They were very self-aware.
Yeah.
But then, you know, of course, with historical what happened through history and religion and all of that conquer, things shifted from going to these women, these healers, and in a lot of places where it was more of a matriarchal society, and it shifted over to patriarchy to where the church became a business. So
still is.
It still is a business.
They don't pay taxes, y'all.
So, yeah. So then in working with the church and then also with medicine, it all became a business to profit, to make money. And that's why you were no longer going to the traditional healers, because they wanted you to come to the church to first be told what to do, what to think, to believe, and then to also go to the Western society doctors or wherever else to pay for their medicine, these pills and things of that nature.
Which
so.
Is still happening now with the vaccine, if you think about it.
Yes.
Did I hit hard?
Yeah.
Is that a riff?
Like, that, yeah, we got to cover that next.
No, next time. Next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just going to say that.
That's a whole.
That kind of sparked something, what you were saying, though, about how. Goddamn, so
the riff.
That damn riff. She just pulled up on. I was like,
Oh, man.
We done started
bad,
something. No, you're fine. But talking about how. Erica, pick it back up again. Like, I done lost it. So it got me all twisted.
We definitely want to cover more of this. We'll keep these things in mind, noted for next episode, because these are things that probably will require the whole episode to cover. But yeah, you just kind of have to think about, again, ask why. I was that kid. Why? Why? Because these things are businesses at the end of the day. And so, you know, why didn't they want you to go to the traditional healer? Why? Why? and also too, like, thinking of Dr. Sabi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me that just because somebody went to this institution and received information, they are now more of authority on how to heal versus someone who is literally healing people, mm-hmm. and literally maybe he's channeling the information, I don't mm-hmm. know, or what if he learned it from somebody else who went mm-hmm. to an institution? So it's like, if I'm a mechanic and I teach someone the skills I learned in school, mm-hmm. are they less of a mechanic because they didn't pay to learn the same thing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you got to kind of think of this and apply to mm-hmm. different things and ask why, because a lot
ask
of the
questions.
Yeah, ask mm-hmm. questions, because so a lot of it's business. It's money. Always. That's why. Yeah.
And also, I just want to say, some people feel like they don't want to ask questions because they don't want to look dumb or sound stupid. Actually, you asking the questions means that you want to be correct and you want to be like well informed. You know, I used to have that when I was a kid. I didn't want to like look some type of way because I didn't understand. But actually, you asking the question and trying to investigate, research more is you truly understanding it to the fullest, mm-hmm. because you're not just taking it and just mm-hmm. whatever, like, this is it, you know. And also what I was going to talk about, what it reminded me of, there are cultures in indigenous, like, you know, tribes or whatever you want to call them, that the woman is the hunter, you know what I mean? Some people think with this tribal culture, oh, the woman picks the berries and makes the kitchen and, you know, yada yada. No, in anthropology classes they talk about there's completely reversed, you know, mm-hmm. cultures, and then mm-hmm. they don't want us to talk about that. Correct. They don't talk about that in like public school, mm-hmm. Because of, you know, the agenda, like, that mm-hmm. we talked about earlier. So it's like, it just goes down to like awareness. Like, once yeah. you realize that, you know, women can be just as powerful as a man, what are women going to do? Start being as powerful as a man. So that goes back to, you know, the information that you get and what you can do with it can really make an impact. And that really, like, opened my eyes. I was like, wow, like, they trying to make us really think that it's only, you know, we got to rely on a man and stuff, when there's completely many different yeah. cultures that are like, nah, the woman is who I go yeah. to, you know, and she's the one that's the warrior in our culture. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. they talk about in Filipino cultures as well, like traditional indigenous tribes. But I just wanted to bring that up because, yeah. you know, the shift of the patriarchal is insane.
Yeah, and if you think of that on a spiritual and biological level, we were all women at one point. When you're in the womb, everyone is female before later on, certain chromosomes and whatnot,
yeah.
just scientifically
biology,
speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
So the power's in the woman for that reason, because that's where we all started.
Correct.
Period.
God is a woman. God is a woman. And I would, I wanted to add just like the healing journey is so, like, this is part of the healing journey. Mm-hmm. Like, having the awareness of these agendas. And when we say agenda, we know that when, you know, let's say certain pastors are preaching something and they are channeling, they have an agenda to get profit, to control mm-hmm. in some sort of way, versus us, we're here for your highest and best good, period. Like, we're not, we don't take this work home. Like, we exchange whatever we need to exchange and we keep it moving. But part of the healing journey is to ask questions, to break ourselves out from the ways of people telling us how to do things or how to, like, show up in the world, how to even make money in the world. Mm-hmm. How to, like, things of, like, you know, women, for a long time, I wanted to get married and have kids and all that. And it's just like, because I just wanted to escape my pain, because I was never dealing with my own healing
journey.
Night
in shining armor.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just want to escape and just like fit into that box. And I can't do that anymore.
Or maybe like recreate like the perfect version of, like, you know how people, like, they try to create a family that's better than the family that they grew up in, and then
yeah.
they end up
yeah.
doing, yeah, so maybe that's what it was too. You were
that's
like,
definitely what
yeah,
it was.
You were like, I, if, because if you're in control, you know, being the mother, you know, you'll be able to create the reality yeah. of your family
that's
the way
trauma.
You wanted it to be.
Yeah, just to close out on that message too, because that there's actually that's something that was covered in therapy. This is why going to therapy is important. Mm-hmm. A lot of time you'll find yourself in a similar relationship with a new person because you're recreating the original experience that hurt you, and mm-hmm. it subconsciously you feel like if you can make this work, you heal that original experience.
Yeah. Yes.
So mm-hmm. that's something I learned in therapy.
That's something I learned in life in my own journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just learned from observing people. So I'm like,
I just want to build an empire, and that's all I want to do.
Yes.
Big
so,
<sag. laughs>
I feel like we've left you guys with a lot to ruminate on.
Yes.
So
integrate, sit with it.
Yeah. Sit with it. And tune into the next episode because we will have a lot to talk about.
Yes, ask us questions. Leave us, you know, any topics you want us to talk about or recover or anything like that.
And
or...
thank you to all the support that's been going around. Yes,
thank you to everyone who's been listening and just taking the time to shout us out. We see you. We love you.
Well, I want to shout out real quick Native Soul. This is in Long Beach.
Super cute. I love it.
Came from. Yes. And this necklace. I love them. Yeah, Native Soul in Long Beach. Go check them out.
Love it.
And my purification oils. Check me out.
Yes, they're those beautiful.
All right, guys.
Product shot. Like the YouTubers?
Like the YouTubers.